Welcome to today's episode of Emmy Rich and Friends. Today we're going to talk to UK pianist and composer Daniel Roberts, currently based in Brazil. And we are going to find out how it is to be an online concert pianist. And also we're going to discuss what stage it is. So welcome, Dan. How are you doing?
Hi, everyone. Thanks for inviting me. I'm good. Thank you. So it's really nice to be here on this new show. I'm looking forward to our chat.
Well, thank you so much. It's very exciting to have you on.
Yeah, it's really nice to be here.
So tell everybody, who are you? What's your music about?
Well, I'm trained as a classical pianist. I'm from the UK originally, grew up learning classical piano and then went to music college as well. And then after that, I've been doing concerts mainly in that field, but then also in the last few years, I've done more like jazz performances as well. And since moving to Brazil as well, I've started playing Brazilian music and doing some arrangements of famous music as well from here.
That sounds really exciting. It must be exciting to be in experiencing this type of music in Brazil also, and different genres other than the classical music you're trained in.
Yeah, it's really nice, and I like to experiment with mixing the music when I do concerts as well. So like you mentioned, I do the online ones, and then also when I play to live audiences here as well, and when I'm in the UK again and other places that I perform in as well.
Yeah. So talking about the online concerts, how did you start doing online concerts?
I started actually a long time ago, almost like 6 years ago, when I was doing live performances. This was before everything like Periscope came out. I used to use Ustream, and I wouldn't be paid for that, but I would just stream the concerts live to people to watch online. And then a few years after that, Periscope and everything like that came out as well. So we've all been on there, like yourself, you're on there frequently. And then just last year, I started performing on stageit.com, which is designed more for musicians to get paid to perform live, like I call it a live music experience online for people anywhere in the world with a laptop.
Yeah. So tell us about StageIt. What is it? How do you set it up?
Okay. So it is a website that any musician can join for free. And then the good thing as well is that you can do shows there. You can schedule a show for like any date and time you want, like next week at 5 p.m., whatever your time zone is, etc. And then you can either do a free show or you can set a ticket price, or you can even put a suggested price like $5, and then people can pay as little as like $1. Or they can pay more if they want, like $10 to join the show. And then when you go live as well, while you're performing, people can tip extra money for you as well. And then you can do all of that for free, and then StageIt will take their percentage after the show is finished as well. So it's a really good model that any musicians can use, and I recommend it really.
Is it a good way for musicians to get a side income, or is this something you can get famous on, or even, you know, earn a small time living?
Yeah, I think all of those are possible, but starting out, I think it's like right now for me, it's just a nice extra income that really helps, especially like because I'm traveling soon in the next few months as well, so that has helped with that a lot. But also, of course, if you're consistent on there doing regular shows, like I do one each month most of the time, you're going to build that audience as well. People will follow you in other places like Instagram and Facebook, etc. So it can help, you know, it helps the long-term growth of your audience as well.
Yeah, it sounds like a great place for musicians to be and to kind of capture an audience.
Definitely, yeah, because the people who are on there already, the audience, of course, they're used to how it all works and they're really supportive and very generous sometimes with the amounts that they will tip you as well or even buy a ticket for.
So you have like regulars coming into your shows?
Yeah, I do now since like earlier this year, I've had those regulars that come for most, like I'd say 80% of the shows I'm doing.
Yeah, that's really good. So what equipment do you need to do this?
Well, you can either use the mobile app. So in that case, then you just need like a good tripod, or you can use OBS as well on a laptop if you know how to do all of that stuff. And then you just, of course, need to check the sound levels and make sure everything's connected and working and the microphones and the connection is okay. And then you can even just use your laptop and use the broadcaster on the stageit.com websites. So then, again, you just need a microphone for your laptop and a good internet connection and to check the sound levels for that as well. And then you can, when you're live, you can see the comments on the screen. And the good thing as well is the comments will stay there, so you won't miss them if you're playing, and then you check afterwards and you can engage with the audience better that way as well.
Yeah, that sounds like really, really good that you can check the comments afterwards.
Yes. And the other thing I like is that it's totally live. So when you finish, there's no replay. So that I think that encourages people to make the time to come and listen to your performance as well.
That's a really good thing. It's like creating some sense of urgency. It will disappear afterwards. You have the chance to watch it live. And if you missed it, you missed it.
Yeah, exactly. Because I right now I'm having a little break from stage and I'm back in September.
Yeah.
So my last show, I was saying this when I was promoting it, and I think that helps people to decide to come as well.
Yeah. Sounds good. So what are your fan plans? Any fan plans happening?
Yeah, soon. In a couple of weeks, I'm flying to the UK for my sister's wedding. And then after that, I'm doing a couple of concerts in London with my colleague, Claudia Santiago, the singer. And she's originally from Chile and living in Canada. So it's our first time meeting and then performing together as well. So we're doing like a mix of jazz and Brazilian and classical opera stuff. It's going to be really fun.
Sounds really exciting.
Yeah, and then after that, I'm coming back to Brazil. And then in September, I'm going to New York to perform in a piano competition that I was invited to.
So really exciting.
Yeah, it's busy, very busy now the next couple of months.
Yeah. You're super busy with your music and you're going on a tour with Claudia Santiago and then you're performing this competition. So it must be fun.
Yeah, really fun as well. And like I love all the music that we're playing, so that helps really.
Yeah. You must love what you do.
Yeah, it does. Oh yeah, it can help definitely when you're struggling sometimes as well.
So do you have any advice for other musicians or pianists out there?
Yeah, I would say that nowadays we have to be very creative in how we make our performances really. So, you know, instead of just thinking about the standard way of doing like a recital for an audience, why not mix different styles? Or you can make a different kind of experience that really engages the audience, like get them involved in the music as well. Like one thing I've done a few times in concerts is actually improvise on a theme that people would give in the audience at the end. So someone might like say, like the E.T. theme or Titanic things like that, because it makes it really fun. And they, I think audiences love to influence the concert more nowadays as well.
Yeah, they like to engage more.
Yes, definitely.
So that's really good. So you need to be creative and you need to engage the audience.
Yeah, because I think you can actually build your own audience as well. So you're not always relying on the venue or promoters. Like, you can build like your social media following, your email list. So then you've got, you know, you've got direct access to those people to keep them updated on what you're doing.
Yeah, that's really good. So how can we find you?
Well, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter with Piano Dan Music. So if you search that handle, Piano Dan Music, and then YouTube, it's Daniel Roberts Piano. And my homepage is danielrobertsmusic.com.
That's really, really, really great. We'll check it out, and we will wish you very good luck on your tour. And also your music competition that's coming soon.
Yeah, thanks. I'll do my best.
Yes, we're rooting for you. Hope you win.
Thank you.
So thank you so, so much for sharing all these tips for us. And it was very useful.
Thank you.
And thank you to all the listeners for tuning in today. And stay tuned for next week's episode of Emmy Rich and Friends. Bye for now.
Bye, everyone.
Hi, I'm Hal Moss from Hal Moss News on Periscope, and I'm a big Emmy Rich fan. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Emmy Rich and Friends is funded entirely by your donations, so please consider contributing to paypal.me/EmmyRichMusic. And thank you for your support.